I got my first car in 2008, which was a notably fun time in history to have to ask your parents for money. Money was tight, gas was expensive, and anything unexpected, especially car-related, felt like a threat. So when the check engine light came on one day, I panicked and decided I am not going to tell anybody about this because I was convinced that if I told my parents about it, it would lead to an expensive repair that we couldn't afford and I would no longer have the car. Eventually, my dad drove the car and afterwards asked me, "Hey Zach, when's the last time you put air in your tires?" And it turns out it wasn't the check engine light. It was just low tire pressure. And that's also the day that I learned there are multiple lights on the dash and that ignoring a problem doesn't make it go away. Sometimes clarity just requires another set of eyes. Welcome to the Fleet Code, a podcast brought to you by Fleetio, where we dive into the latest fleet industry trends, technologies, and best practices. My name is Zach Searcy, and I'm your host. Today, we're talking about every truck driver's favorite topic. It's CVSA's International Road Check, or more affectionately known as Blitz Week. It's the scary check engine light on everybody's dash right now, and I'm going to try to convince you that it's not as scary as it seems, which I know is a big task for me to take on. Let's get into it. There's a reason that Blitz Week looms large on every fleet manager's calendar. It's not just the inspections, it's not even the violations, it's what Blitz Week represents. There's 3 days where every crack in your process, every shortcut, every "I'll get to that later" becomes visible and possibly costly, because during road check, everything's on the table: your vehicle, your driver, your logs, your maintenance records. It's a full system audit happening in real time at highway speed. And for many fleets, it's not just about passing the inspection, it's about the potential fallout. Say a driver gets pulled out of service on a tight delivery timeline, or a vehicle gets flagged for a missed brake adjustment that was never even communicated to you, or a warning that tanks your CSA score, even if it wasn't technically your fault. Here's what makes it harder. Everyone knows it's coming. We all have May 13th to 15th circled on our calendars. The focus areas have already been announced by the CVSA. We even get enough of a heads up that my team put together a CVSA road check specific inspection form so you can make sure that your vehicle is compliant. You can find that link in the description, but I also know that most of you probably still won't take advantage of it. Which begs the question, if it's not a surprise, why does it feel like one? Why does this cause panic instead of preparation? And why do so many drivers say that they'd rather take the week off than risk even being on the roads during that time? If you really want to understand what Blitz Week feels like, do not look at the CVSA website. Go straight to Reddit. It's a beautiful, chaotic mix of panic, dark humor, and hot takes from truck cabs across the country. And if I'm being honest, it also reads a little bit like a public therapy session. I figured I would read a few of my favorite comments today, and because I love a good bit, I bought a CB mic just to give you the full experience.
Had a full-on panic attack during the inspection. DOT Blitz Week, I ain't hitting no scales. Today's a good day for the scenic route. I exclusively plan my vacations around this week. LOL.
Some of it's funny, some of it's strategic, and all of it points to the same thing, that nobody wants to get caught off guard, because when something does go wrong, it happens fast.
6 violations, 5 on the trailer I picked up yesterday. They are not messing around this year. 3 warnings: flat tire, extinguisher not in holder, reverse light out, out of service until someone comes to fix it. Send help. Got hit for 30 points, chafed airline, 2 low tires, cracked extinguisher glass.
Blitz Week does not care if the problem started with the last driver, or if your maintenance system dropped the ball, or if the trailer looked fine when you picked it up. If it's on your truck, it's on you. But not everybody's sweating it.
Pulled into the Oklahoma Bay, full level 1. Got my sticker. Honestly, I hope I get stopped. My company gives us a $100 gift card for a clean inspection.
From fear to frustration to full-blown flexing there at the end, Blitz Week brings out a little bit of everything. But It always leads to the same question. Do you know what's going on with your fleet? Or are you just hoping that nobody notices? Let's take a step back and look at what's actually getting flagged. So every year, CVSA publishes data on the most common out-of-service violations, and let's be honest, none of us are surprised by these. Last year's most common violations, it was hours of service, missing CDL, defective brakes, and tires. And this year, inspectors are honing in even further. For the 2025 road check, they've announced two primary focus areas. There's tires, and then there's false records of duty status, or RODs. Let's break that down. So on the driver's side, this means inspectors are looking closely at how drivers log their time and whether those logs reflect reality. They're checking for ELD tampering or ghost drivers where someone logs a co-driver that doesn't exist, improper use of exceptions like adverse conditions or personal conveyance, and then off-duty time that was actually spent working. In other words, if your logs are fuzzy, this is not the week to get creative. And these aren't just simple clerical errors. They point to deeper issues with training, accountability, and culture. If your drivers don't know what counts as off-duty, or if your system makes it easier for them to fudge time than report it accurately, that's not a driver problem. That's a fleet leadership problem. And then over on the vehicle side, the focus is tires. And honestly, it makes a lot of sense because a single blown tire on the road doesn't just slow you down. It's a hazard to everybody around you, and it's almost always preventable. This year, inspectors are watching for low tread depth, audible air leaks, tread or sidewall separation, and then bulges, improper repairs, or items lodged between the duals. If it sounds like a lot, it is, but it's not anything that your driver shouldn't already be looking for in every single pre-trip. Brakes, lights, tires. Those are the big three of vehicle violations every single year. And tires in particular are one of the easiest things to check and also one of the most expensive to ignore. So when fleets are still getting flagged for this stuff, it's not about not knowing, it's about not doing. Because if the most common violations are also the most preventable, then Blitz Week isn't exposing random failures, it's exposing your habits. You might not want to hear this, but Blitz Week is not just an inspection. It's a mirror. It shows you what your drivers know and what they don't, what your processes catch and what they miss, and what your maintenance program promises versus what it actually delivers. And when you zoom out, it's not really about passing or failing. It's about whether your team feels equipped or exposed. Because here's the truth. Some fleets, believe it or not, look forward to road check, not because it's fun, not because it's easy, but because they know they're ready. Their drivers know how to log properly, their tire checks are a part of a real inspection routine, not just a box that they need to check, and their systems don't just track issues, they follow through. These fleets see Blitz Week as a proof point. It's a moment to confirm that all the little habits, the checklist, the training sessions, they actually work. For a lot of those fleets, the different isn't just culture, it's visibility. You've got tools like Fleetio that help bring that visibility into every part of the operation. You've got digital inspections, maintenance tracking, driver documents, ELDs. So when something's a little off, whether it's a tire, a training issue, or a missing medical card, you catch it before the inspector does, because the best fleets don't just hope for a clean inspection, they expect it. Not because they're lucky, but because they're looking in the mirror all year, not just this one week out of the year. Here's what we've all learned from the inspection bay, the Reddit threads, and maybe even that one check engine light that we all like to ignore. Avoiding inspections does not make you safer. Visibility does. If something's wrong with your fleet, it's better to know. Blitz Week just puts a spotlight on what was already there. Your drivers mirror what you value. If they're unsure, they're untrained, or they're unsupported, that's not on them, that's on the system that they're working within. And the best defense is not just more prep the week before, it's habits that you build in the weeks, the months, the years before. Good inspections start with better routines, better systems, and better culture. As a reminder, the Fleet Code is brought to you by Fleetio, where we help fleet teams bring visibility into every part of their operation, from inspections to maintenance and everything in between. You can learn more about that at fleetio.com. That's F-L-E-E-T-I-O.com. I've dropped a few links in the episode description, including that downloadable inspection checklist to help you prep for road check this year, as well as some tips on making digital inspections work for your team. Subscribe to the Fleet Code wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating or a review if you're into that sort of thing. And if you've got a great Blitz Week story from this year, don't just post it to Reddit. Tell us, we'd love to hear it. Send it our way at podcast@fleetio.com. And hey, if this week has you a little on edge, you're not alone. You have a full interstate system of drivers, fleet managers, and Redditors who absolutely understand what you're feeling.